Well, this book is almost 10 years old.
Wow.
Published in 2016, 2016.
This looks like a new name. Less.
Yeah, there is no name.
It's Leslie and Steve. Good morning.
Good morning. It's John. I was waiting for John. There you are. Hey, John. Welcome. Not sure which classes were better. No. I think most of us are here. And my apologies, well, and my apologies, can't probably hear him. We're broadcasting from home this morning due to the inclement weather. That snowstorm kind of took us by surprise. Looked out the window and it was about 3 inches of snow on the ground. So anyway, we're here. So are you. So, if you don't mind, we take a few moments to ground and center ourselves. Become aware of our connectedness. Excuse me, our connectedness to all beings. And that the work we do here on ourselves or with ourselves benefits everyone and everything. Love, growth, evolution never happen in a vacuum. And it is an honor to be part of this every Sunday morning. So I thank you for that. Just a reminder, in a couple of weeks, we'll be switching over to the Book of Innocence. And by the way, if anybody can't afford a copy of that, needs a copy of it, email me and I'll make sure you get one. And those of you who might be new occasionally, some people, sometimes new people sign in, please get in touch with me by email so I can make sure you're on the list for every Sunday morning. Email address is Jerry, GERYBOY, at TWC.com. Did you get that? GERYBOY at TWC.com.
Yeah, they all say book two. Does it say book? The part doesn't say parts.
Okay.
Going as a
I'm going to
child.
begin on page 351.
Let me say it.
Always
Going to be a bit of an overlap. Make
Okay.
sure you're muted, please, unless you want to chime in and ask a question.
Jerry,
Yes.
I want to ask a question. The Book of Innocence, is it part two?
It's called Book Two.
Book two.
Is it what, BJ?
Is
You
the
say.
one I bought, it looks like the ones that were on the website say Book Two, all of them, and I ordered it.
Looks like the one you're holding up, BJ.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
Perfect. You might recall last week we were focused in on letting go of fear. And what I found interesting in the lesson was it didn't deny fear. It didn't even say fear was an illusion. It just if when we bring it up to consciousness, those things that we are afraid of, that we realize that we most for the most part, they don't serve us very much or don't serve us very well. And aside from that, they're really taking up space that could be occupied by some more light or peace or grace. And so, more or less, it was an exercise in becoming conscious of our fears, consciously of that stuff that might get in our way, and then letting go, releasing that so that the energy itself might be transformed. And that's another, for me, that's another important concept, that the energy might be, just doesn't go away, but we actually take that energy of fearfulness and transform it into freedom. So a model for transformation is that St. Francis prayer. When we say, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, where there is hatred, let me sow love. In other words, I take anything that's negative, a negative form of energy, and I ask through the grace of my divine consciousness that it be transformed into something positive, because it can be. We don't just throw it out the window. We say we take this energy that we used to call negative or something that's getting in my way and turn it into something positive, what was called alchemy or transformation. Everything can be transformed. On page 351, I see all things with the eyes of the Christ. I'm still working on that one. So it's, how do I say this without messing it up too much? It's a desire. But it's also a truth. If I could let go of whatever it is that blocks me from seeing with the eyes of the Christ, because I don't always. I see all things with the eyes of the Christ. I see all manifestation of mankind with the eyes of the Christ. Anything that's out there. Obviously, I've got a choice there. I can see outrage or I can see love. I can see a cry for help or I can see a call to love. I see through time. I see through history. I see through the fog of indecision and confusion to witness the light that is in all things. That's so beautiful. I see through the fog of indecision and confusion to witness the light that is in all things. Boy, we called on doing that today. I see through the light, through the fog and indecision and confusion to witness the light that is in all things. And because of that, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I am word through all that I see before me. Word, I am word. And if I'm not, notice reminder of what the course we might tell us is, you have a choice in the matter. I could see peace instead of this. I could see this differently. So for me, I don't know about you guys, but for me, that's a real challenge sometimes, especially nowadays. And here's what the guides have to add to that. You are the light, my friends. And from this high place, you heal the world. You heal the world. God as you, the Spirit of God as you, works through you to transform and to relieve all the darkness that has ever been in the awareness of divine love. You say that again. You are the light, my friends, and from this high place you heal the world. God as you, the Spirit of God as you, works through you to transform and to relieve all the darkness that has been in the awareness of divine love. I see through the darkness to the light that is. There is no man on this plane who is unworthy. You are here. You are being witnessed, and you are being witnessed by us. You will be witnessed by all men. As you witness all men and all women, you witness the creation of man, the fear, the crime, whatever you would claim as the outside of the light, you bring to the light. Whatever you would claim as being outside of the light, you bring, you have a choice. We have a choice. You bring to the light. And as you lift it in your vision, I am word through what I see before me. I see with the eyes of the Christ. You become a beacon of light that heals the world. As you lift it in your vision, I am word through what I see before me. I see with the eyes of the Christ. You become a beacon of light that heals the world. Who, me? Yes, you. Your incarnation is where we pick up from last week. Your incarnation at this level is a guarantee. Your freedom at this level of alignment is a guarantee. But you will not be moored by the things of this world if you are to be the light that shines on all. In other words, if you're attached, if you think less of yourself than what you really need to think, it's going to be make life a little bit more difficult, your spiritual life a little bit more difficult. If you want to go back down the mountain, you may. It is your choice always. But you have come to heal the world, each and every one of you. Paul has an interesting comment to make, which made me chuckle. Typical of Paul and typical of, again, remember, Paul sort of volunteered to ask all the stupid questions that anybody else is afraid to ask. So he says, what about the one who says, I don't want to heal the world. I just want to like myself a bit more. I want to have a nice time in life. I want to go out to lunch. Want somebody to take care of me. She is on the mountainside too, doing exactly what we are describing. Her small self knows what she is in a small way and still seeks solace through small things. But her divine self hears our words and says, I'll get to that in a moment. So we've got both of those going. The small self still wants what the small self wants. It's not going to change just because I'm living in a higher reality. The small self's not going to disappear. It's still going to live in its own sense of limitation. And it's okay to appease that every once in a while. It's okay to get an ice cream cone once in a while. As I realize that's not my soul's identity. That's not who I am. Yes, I know I am here. I know I have come. I know I have risen in joy and in love and in my right to be. I am here. I am here. I am here. I like that line. I don't want to heal the world. I just want to like myself a bit more. I want to have a nice time in life. So does everybody else. But that's not, it doesn't deny that piece, but it says, don't let that be your value system. We are continuing our dictation a little longer. And this is for Paul, who is wondering how long we will speak. As we have kept you so long on this plateau, we need to have a little feast with you, a little picnic, if you like. If you can also understand from this mountainside, with the purview of all things, that there are many things that may be claimed by you in light and in joy that could not be claimed in fear, we will invite you to claim them now. I remember a friend of mine used to say this, one of my drinking buddies in years past, would say something to the effect of, you know what would make this really perfect? You know what would make this really? In other words, nothing was satisfactory. I could imagine sitting on the side of a mountain with my best friend, watching the most beautiful sunset in the world with the Moody Blues playing in the background, right? And steaks on applewood fire, roasting, toasting, and saying, my friend was saying, look at me, you know what would make this really perfect? Never enough. Now, what they're saying is, it is enough. And we can live in that sense of enoughness as well. Because they say this, when you release the fear of poverty, you gave yourself permission to receive the abundance of the universe from all that is. But the abundance of the universe is never going to be there unless you release your attachment to the fear of poverty. As long as the fear of poverty exists, the good stuff can't come through. It's like, I think it was Henry Nouwen, the Dominican priest, wrote a book called With Folded Hands. And he had this image of somebody who is asking for a present, asking for something in prayer, and yet his hands were folded. So I could ask for anything and it could be offered to me. But I can't open the package with my hands like this. It just doesn't work. When you release the fear of poverty, you gave yourself permission to receive the abundance of the universe from all it is. When you have said, I am willing to be loved, that is a big one. I know that sounds or seems pretty obvious. But how often have we really told ourselves that and really stayed in a sense or a place of belief with that one? I am willing to be loved. You may call the lover to you, but the willingness to be loved calls the lover to you. Unless that's there, you can be yelling and screaming and pounding on the floor that I want to be loved, but ain't nothing going to happen. You have the right, you see, to benefit from the creations on this plane. You don't have to become attached to them.
Wow.
Get that again. You have the right, you see, to benefit from the creations on this plane. All the good stuff, ice cream cones, peace of mind, comfortable bed, comfortable pair of shoes, a nice new suit. You have the right to see your, to benefit from the creations on this plane. You don't, but you don't have to become attached to them. But if you can imagine that the picnic that you are about to enjoy is goodness, and what may be known to you at this level of vibration, we ask you to say yes, to begin to receive the feast that would be put before you in love, in laughter, in respect for who and what you are, for how far you have come, and what you may claim now. We will say these words with you. We see the ones before us enjoying the bounty of their world. We do not deny that or throw that away. We see the ones before us enjoying the bounty of the world. We see the ones before us receiving the gifts of the kingdom. We see the ones before us saying yes to what they may know and receive at this level of vibration. And we see the ones before us as loved, as loved, as loved, and as knowing that they are loved. It's all here. I am word through the ones before me. I am word through this intention. Word, I am word. We will say thank you for the day, for the fine dictation, for the receptivity of the channel, for the patience of Victoria, who is taking down the dictation for this book. And as we go on to the next several days, we intend to complete our work here with this volume. We thank you for your presence. Stop now, please. Period, period, period. So let me ask you all, what was the most important piece or pieces of that study, that reading, that might have touched you this morning?
Jerry?
Yes.
I really liked the part that was on page 352, where it says, "You will not be moored by these the things of this world if you're to be the light that shines on all." If we can kind of flip that around, if you want to be the light that shines on all, you can't be moored or attached to the things of this world. Not just the fear of poverty, of not having enough, but attached to the good things too. Having the nice things, and you know, the house has to be so nice in order for me to be the light that shines on all. It reminds me of Thich Nhat Hanh that says, there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. Whether you use the word happiness or peace, like your buddy, you know, what would make this really great? Like the mind just wants, it always wants more. The ego wants more. And when Don M would distill down the St. Francis prayer, he would distill it down into, I pray to seek to love and comfort and understand others rather than seeking to be loved, comforted, and understood.
Mm-hmm.
So if I put my focus on what I can put into the stream today rather than what I'm getting out, that is the way. Yeah, that's, it brings together several things for me, which is I can choose to be the light today, forget about all my problems and not get involved in the stories, and the not enough. And I can choose to make the world brighter for someone else. And then my problems, they seem to untangle themselves. Thank you. That's all I got.
Thanks, Greg. That's enough.
Hey, Jerry.
Just let me throw in one other thing, Jim, if you don't
Sure.
mind. I'm reminded of I know I quote this poem, the Sin Sin Ming, occasionally, this piece of Zen poetry. One of the lines in there that really strikes me sometimes is, even to become attached to the idea of enlightenment is to go astray. Even to become attached to the idea of enlightenment is to go astray. Yeah, Jim.
I just want to tag on what Greg said, is that am I willing to be in joy? And then the tag for me is no matter what. And that just kind of just that amplifies that, you know, in terms of whatever my perceptions of kind of what's going on with me or perhaps like in the world. Is Jim willing just to be the light of love, light of peace, you know, wherever I find myself, no matter what? So that's me.
No matter what is going on in the outside world,
That's correct. Or ma no matter what's going on in my inner world.
no matter how I feel.
That is correct.
Wow. Anybody else want to chime in?
I'll chime in, Jerry.
Okay.
I think the part that grabbed me the most was, and I'm going to rephrase it towards me, when I release the fear, period. I mean, when I release that fear, I give myself permission to receive the abundance of the universe from all that is. And then that next line,
There's
I
room for
am
me to be
willing
able to
to
do
be
that once I
love.
breathe. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Laura.
What?
I missed the last thing you said.
And just that next line that says, I am willing to be loved. So if I can let go of the fear, let go of anything, you know, not being enough, not doing enough, if I can let go of all that and open myself to the love, to the universal power, you know, I have a lot more freedom to do what I need to do in this life.
Thank you. Back on page 354. We teach everybody today, not just the man in the chair, what it means to be human. Some mystic in the Middle Ages said this. I can't remember who. I think it was Irenaeus, but I'm not positive. The glory of God is man fully alive. The glory of God is man fully alive. We teach everybody today, not just the man in the chair, what it means to be human. What it means to be human is in the fullness of your expression. All the emotional things you would attach meaning to are actually here to participate in your education. You come for an education in human form to delight in the things of the world and to witness the creations of man. Oh, wow, what is that? You write a whole book on that one. You come for an education in human form to delight in the things of the world and to witness the creations of man. Everything is holy. Everything is blessed. Everything is sacred. Everything is a lesson we've asked to learn something from. We want you to understand that never once do we denounce your humanity in this teaching. We elevate it. We meld it and lift it to the light in its form. We are bringing you upward not at the cost of your humanity, but to the salvation of it. That's one of those pieces I've got underlined and starred. We are bringing you upward, not at the cost of your humanity, but to the salvation of it. Jesus said in John's Gospel, Father, I pray that we all may be one just as you and I are one. That's the purpose of life, to be aware of our oneness with all beings, with all things. Somebody once said, the Native Americans put it very, very simply, there are only two things to remember. One is everything is alive. And the second thing is we are all related. Everything is alive and we are all related. This could have been written yesterday. The times you live in, that you have all created, incur a feeling of fear for one reason. You have chosen in all ways to participate in a system of control that limit mankind's destiny. And it is a very challenge, and it is very challenging not to notice these things if you have eyes and ears and ways of understanding that you are taught every day that you stand at a juncture of the end of times. I'd like you to sit with that one for a minute again. I'll read it aloud again. The times you live in, that you have all created, not only are you here in a time that you've chosen to be here, you've created the external world around us. We all have. Incur a feeling of fear for one reason. You have chosen in all ways to participate in systems of control that limit mankind's destiny. Boy, are we seeing that right now. And it is very challenging not to notice these things if you have eyes and ears and ways of understanding that you are taught every day that you stand at a juncture of the end of times. We will celebrate you with these words. You are here, and you are here now, and you will be here in one form or another throughout time. But humanity's destiny supersedes the small self and the needs of the small self to be happy in our old ways. So we come now with this choice to show you who you are so you may know and lift your world finally from its historical creations of fear. War is nothing but fear and control, you see, is an act of fear. War is nothing but fear and control, you see, is an act of fear. We might go a little bit further in the book, but I think this is a good time to put in our meditation. Because we're going beyond explanation of words. And I'm going to begin by asking you to put your stuff down. Get comfortable and close your eyes. Allow yourself to soften. Loosen up that energy around your chest and your abdomen. And allow these words to vibrate within yourself. I am a beacon of light. I am a beacon of light. And I allow the light that I am and the warmth that I am to dissolve all that might be getting in my way from seeing you as the light, from seeing you, whoever you might be, as a beacon of light. May I see as God sees. May I see as the consciousness of the Christ sees. I enjoy everything and hold on to nothing. I refuse to judge myself any longer. I refuse to let my perceptions interfere with the truth. I realize if the kingdom of heaven is within me, it is within all beings. And that is what I choose to see. Any limitations to me being a beacon of light are simply that, limitations. That for one reason or another, I have held on to and created for myself. Let me realize in this moment that I have learned whatever it is I need to learn from those attachments. And this morning that I am free. I am free. I am free. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be free of suffering. May all beings remember who they are. Deep breath. Know that you take this spaciousness with you. It is an aspect of your being, not just something we've created for a couple minutes, but the truth. And stretch a bit. Open your eyes when you're ready.
Jerry,
do you have anything to share before we move on?
Yes, Jerry, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so at some point, as you were leading us through that meditation, I had a sudden image that I assume is related. I was on a roller coaster at the top of the hill. And my choice was to clutch that rod in front of me as tight as I could, or to raise my hands and enjoy the ride as I went down the hill, knowing that that period of racing down that hill, that experience that is almost, it feels like a threat, but you're perfectly safe. I'm perfectly safe as I go down. I can engage in it. I can go with it and look and learn from whatever is going to happen with that. I haven't been on a roller coaster in probably 30 years, but you know, that just, it came to me that that's kind of what this is like. And then we're going to go back up the hill. And so anyway, I assume that has some relevance.
I'm sure it does for you, John. And that's what's most important. Continuing a bit on page 355 before we close. We will celebrate you in these words. You are here, and you are here now, and you will be here in one form or another throughout time. The you that you are, this unique expression of the divine, will go on and on and on and on and on, because God goes on and on and on and on. But humanity's destiny supersedes the small self, and the needs of the small self to be happy in her old ways. So we come now with this choice to show you who you are, so you may know and lift your world finally from its historical creations of fear. War is nothing but fear, and control, you see, is an act of fear. So as I pray for world peace, which is my heartfelt desire and probably yours as well, I must also open myself up to believing in the possibility that there is such a thing as world peace. Finally, to lift the world from its historical creations of fear. Well, there never has been world peace, so there never can be. Bullshit. As a denial of truth. It's almost like saying, well, I can never be happy. I can never be at peace. Of course, if I think that I can never be at peace, I'm not going to be. That's, even though that's a creation of the small self, I'm giving it a whole lot of power. I'll never be at peace. And of course, if I hold on to that one, or if I don't deny that one, or if I don't allow it to transform, it's forever going to be there. I am opening myself up to the possibility that I can and will be at peace. Now, and stop there. Don't create circumstances that are going to create that. It's not about creating circumstances. It's about opening us up to the reality that already exists. As you all rise, one being, one country, one species, one being to your whole selves, you create the love through the body you are in. You are the light that shines upon the darkness, and you create the kingdom through your own eyes. You bring it into being through your awareness of it. The Christ as you has the eyes to see and does and does and does. Lord, that I may see. Here we go. At this time in my life, after many years of wrong assumption, I make a new claim for me and my fellow man that we will live together in an awareness of our divinity, that we will rise together in the face of war, that we will love one another in the face of cruelty. We will all decide, each and every one of us, to come forward to claim the kingdom that is here, and we will share in the bounty of the light that is brought forth through this decree. We are here, we are here, we are here. No longer is it I am here. We are here. We occupy the same space. We occupy the same love. We project the same light. We are all beacons of light. We are all one beacon of light. Let me say that prayer again and that proclamation. We'll close on this point. At this time in my life, and we are saying this with many, 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 many other beings, whether they are doing this consciously or not. At this time in my life, after many years of wrong assumption, it always has to be this way. This is the way it's always been. I make a new claim for me and my fellow man that we will live together in an awareness of our divinity. Live together in an awareness of our divinity. That we will rise together in the face of war. That we will love one another in the face of cruelty. We will all decide, each and every one of us, to come forward to claim the kingdom that is here, and we will share the bounty of the light that is brought forth through this decree. We are here, we are here, we are here. There's
Jerry.
something, yes.
I just say that I have finding it hard to find words to say really how powerful this whole reading has been today. So it's going to be something I'm going to really meditate on and go over, because it's just supremely just valuable.
I experienced the higher energy this morning. And I'm not going to try to analyze that. I just did. The way this spoke to me, beyond the personal, into more of a collective kind of consciousness thing.
Yes.
So let's just do another short centering before we close this morning. And close your eyes again if you like. Breathe deeply. and in gratitude to all that is. Let us give thanks. In all that is, in truth, let us give thanks. Deep breath. We will be out of town next week.
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday. So we'll not be having a class next Sunday. But we will return after that.
We're leaving on Friday.
Yeah, we're going to be leaving on Friday and coming back Friday this week, coming back Friday next week, right? Okay. So until then, lots of love, lots of peace, lots of joy, lots of being who you are. Hope you have a great week.
You too. Thank
you. Hey guys.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Jerry.